The Lord be with you.
And with
your spirit. A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Matthew.
Glory to you, Lord.
At that time, Jesus was led by the Spirit into the desert to be tempted by the devil. He fasted for 40 days and 40 nights, and afterwards he was hungry. The tempter approached and said to him, "If you are the Son of God, command that these stones become loaves of bread." He said in reply, "It is written, one does not live on bread alone, but on every word that comes forth from the mouth of God." Then the devil took him to the holy city and made him stand on the parapet of the temple and said to him, "If you are the Son of God, throw yourself down, for it is written, he will command his angels concerning you, and with their hands they will support you, lest you dash your foot against a stone." Jesus answered him, "Again it is written, you shall not put the Lord your God to the test." Then the devil took him up to a very high mountain and showed him all the kingdoms of the world in their magnificence. And he said to him, "All these I shall give to you, if you will prostrate yourself and worship me." At this, Jesus said to him, "Get away, Satan. It is written, the Lord your God shall you worship, and him alone shall you serve." Then the devil left him, and behold, angels came and ministered to him. The Gospel of the Lord. Here is the burning question on everybody's mind as we hit the first Sunday of Lent. Namely, do we have to make our Lenten sacrifices on Sunday? Do you ever wonder that? Now, the technically correct answer is no, you don't. Why? Well, because if you count all the days from Ash Wednesday to Easter Sunday, you get 47 days of Lent. Because the Sundays are counted as extra days, kind of like snow days of Lent. So if you did not sacrifice on Sunday, you still observe the 40 days of Lent. Another reason not to sacrifice on Sunday is because every Sunday is theologically a mini Easter, when Jesus rises from the dead. And we obviously do not sacrifice on Easter, but rather we celebrate on Easter. So I fully intend to enjoy my martini this evening. On the other hand, though, some people feel that if we don't sacrifice on Sundays of Lent, we are cheating during Lent. After all, Jesus did not take a break during his 40 days in the desert, during his duel with the devil. If Jesus, therefore, who is our model for the Christian life, did not get any snow days during the first Lent, then we should not take any breaks from our sacrifices during Sundays of Lent either. But I believe a better way to look at the sacrifices of Lent, especially on Sundays, is through the lens of love. What does that mean? Well, when a young man falls madly in love with a young lady, he does not think, "What's the least I can do to show my love for her?" Rather, he beats his chest like Tarzan and says, "What's the most I can sacrifice to show my love for her?" In other words, true love does not think in terms of half measures. It does not calculate how to cut corners. In the gospel today, the devil tries to tempt Jesus, in effect, to take shortcuts during his first 40 days in the desert. In a sense, the devil is trying to build in three snow days for Jesus' first Lent. How so? Well, first he invites him to eat bread and thus break his fast from food. Second, he tempts our Lord to jump into the loving arms of the angels and thereby avoid any pain. The angels wouldn't even let our Lord stub his toe on a stone. And third, he offers Jesus fame and fortune and world renown, which would be like winning every Olympic gold medal instead of obeying his Father. And how did Jesus deal with these tempting shortcuts and snow days of Lent? Well, like the young man madly in love, so Jesus overcame the devil with the power of love. Namely, love for his Father and love for all humanity. That is, Jesus did not come to show the world the least he could do out of love for us. He came to show us the most he could do to sacrifice for his beloved. Jesus did not need any snow days in the desert. My friends, the real question as we celebrate the first Sunday of Lent is not whether or not we should sacrifice on Sundays. Rather, the real question is, how deep is our love? That is, do we love someone so much that giving up something for Lent doesn't even feel like a sacrifice at all? Let me give you an example of loving someone so much that love turns our sacrifice from a foe into a friend. Last week, I visited a man in the hospital who was very sick and preparing for a major surgery. I gave him the anointing of the sick, and as I prepared to leave, I could tell he was feeling sad and a little depressed. So I decided to give him a little advice that might lift his spirits. I suggested that he offer up his sufferings and his surgery for someone that he loves who is going through a hard time, maybe for his children or for his grandchildren. I explained that our sufferings and our sacrifices can be a profound form of prayer, like Jesus' prayerful pain on the cross. And when it is offered for others, that prayer born of pain can bring others great graces. As I spoke to him, I saw that knowing spark light up his eyes. Like, this makes sense. And he realized that pain can have a purpose. That is, suffering does not have to be senseless. Rather, it can be converted into an act of love, which is exactly what Jesus did by declining the devil's temptations of three snow days in the desert. So back to our burning question of sacrificing on the Sundays of Lent and all subsequent Sundays. The short answer is no. You don't have to make your Lenten sacrifices on Sundays of Lent. Nonetheless, let me give you the same advice I gave to that man in the hospital last week. Think of someone you love, like your children, or your grandchildren, or your spouse, or your neighbor, or even those folks on the street corners holding the signs that say, "Anything will help," and offer your Lenten sacrifices for them, even on Sunday. Only love for others can transform our Lenten sacrifices and sufferings from a foe into a friend. And then we too might say no to a snow day in the desert. Praised be Jesus Christ.